This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
A cold, gray Tuesday morning. It'll be a cold, gray day, going up to only 58 today for December 2nd, which is pretty good, I guess. Glenn Gilbo joins us now, editor of Tiger Rag. Talk about Lane Kiffin, the new LSU coach. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me your thoughts after watching Lane Kiffin's press conference yesterday.
Well, I thought it was very entertaining, funny, informative, very excited. You know, he explained some of the reasons why he's taken the job, mainly centers around the stadium and the facilities, and the potential. But, I think it's a great day for LSU. I mean, as far as a coach on the day of the hiring, he's the most accomplished head coach they've ever hired in football.
Who better than him, right?
Right, because when Nick Saban was hired, he became the greatest coach they ever had. But at the time, he had just had a couple of 9-2 seasons, one at Toledo, one at Michigan State, and he was in his third head coaching job. Lane's in his sixth head coaching job. Not all the experience has been good, but he's more experienced than to have four double-digit winning seasons at Ole Miss in 5 years and make them a contender, you know, for the first time in 60 years, really, other than a year or two here. They only had 2 10-win seasons since the early 70s. So, he did well at other positions. You know, he won national championships as an assistant. So he really and he was the most sought-after coach in the country. This is the available coach in the country. Mm-hmm. This is the first time LSU hired a head coach that other schools were trying to hire at the same time. You know, Florida, Ole Miss was trying to keep him. Michigan State wasn't even really trying to keep Nick Saban when he came to LSU. And then Penn State was also after Lane Kiffin. We found that out yesterday. That was kind of kept hush-hush.
So he's talked about with Monty Kiffin, his dad, and Pete Carroll and Nick Saban, great defensive minds, seeing the problems that they faced. That kind of helped him become the offensive guy that he is?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, the main mentors in his career were all defensive-oriented. You know, Pete Carroll was a defensive assistant, but Pete really embraced offense when he got to USC. Mm-hmm. Nick Saban was always a defensive assistant, and he really didn't become, embracing of great offense until he hired Lane Kiffin, and he turned that around. And of course, Lane's dad, Monty, who passed away in 2024, you know, he's known as the greatest NFL assistant coach there is with the Tampa 2 Cover 2 defense. So yeah, seeing what works against other people he kind of flipped that and became a great offensive coach.
You know, I don't want to ask, and you might call me dumb for asking this, but you know, it's when it comes to money, it can be a small world, right? And maybe you don't really have any enemies when you talk about agents, or I don't know who represents whom. But do you think at all Lane Kiffin talked to Brian Kelly?
Oh, no. No, not if he's talking to those two guys that just talked to you about
okay.
Pete Carroll and Nick Saban. He's probably not. Now, you know, he could have talked to Brian Kelly about LSU, but I doubt
That's
it.
What I'm
you
talking
know,
about.
You don't hear of that much.
That's what I mean.
You don't hear that much.
About what am I getting into here or what those kind of things, you know?
Yeah, that would probably not be a bad idea. But, you know, Virg Ausberry, the LSU AD, he's really the one to talk to there. I mean, he's seen it all at LSU. He was in on the hirings of coaches going back to when Nick Saban was hired, and he knows what works, and you know, he used to play and he's been in the athletic department forever. So I think he can really rely on Verge and Verge really calmed down any feelings Lane might have had toward the crazy politics that go on at LSU, which got a lot of national attention, which I think it was kind of exaggerated because really all the governors have a little hand in football. But as Verge told Lane, he said, you know, that only happens if you start losing.
Yeah.
You know? So there was a key comment yesterday too that Lane said that Verge told him, I'm going to leave you alone and let you coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important to coaches. And, you know, Scott Woodward was, you know, pushed Bo Pelini on Ed Orgeron. He tried to push assistants on Brian Kelly and tell him who to hire and fire. And as you know, people don't like Brian Kelly, but he knows more football than Scott Woodward for sure. And I think that's a key component that Verge knows to leave coaches alone. That's how Saban was, you know. Leave me alone. I'll do my job. You know, all these other people don't know what they're doing. So that's kind of what you got again.
Look, I'm all for that. If you want to give you complete authority and you got complete responsibility, because otherwise nobody's responsible for anything. Do we know what coaches and staff members Lane might be bringing with him from Ole Miss?
Yeah, he's bringing a handful of the offensive coaches from Ole Miss and some of the lower staff. But the main guy he's bringing is Charlie Weiss Jr., his offensive coordinator, who really calls most of the plays, but Lane really kind of directs him. And he's probably going to keep Frank Wilson, obviously, the interim coach, who's going to coach LSU in the bowl. And he's going to keep Blake Baker, the defensive coordinator from LSU. And he's probably going to keep Corey Raymond, too, who's a great recruiter and secondary coach. So his staff is almost finalized.
Is he involved with this team at all, Glenn, or is he now looking forward to, and we'll talk about this when we come back, I just noticed the time, with transfer portal and recruiting, and is the current LSU team in a bowl game, that's all up to Frank Wilson and the rest of it. Lane Kiffin's like, I can't be involved with that right now. I know that sounds terrible to say that, but I'm looking forward to next year. We'll pick it up when we come back. 720 traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. So I got some circles drawn on a piece of paper and like Venn diagrams when it comes to math. I got Lane Kiffin, I got the current team, I got Frank Wilson. What? And then I'll draw a fourth circle there with transfer portal and recruits and so forth. What intersects with what, Glenn, where? And how involved is Lane Kiffin going to be with the current team? Or when he goes to work today, is he more involved with transfer portal, recruiting, et cetera?
Yeah, the first priority now for most new hires is not the current team, because the current team's changed so much. And if you're not in the playoffs, the bowls are so insignificant. Mm-hmm. So the first thing on his docket was definitely recruiting, because you got the beginning of the early signing period is tomorrow.
Right.
You know? So in fact, before Lane announced he was coming to LSU and was leaning to LSU, he was doing intel and reconnaissance work. You know, he sent his family to look for a house, and he also had been talking with Frank Wilson for a while about recruiting. So that's what he's diving into now for that early signing day. And Frank Wilson did a good job of keeping the class, so he's going to be doing that and then pointing toward the second signing day in February. And then you know, he's going to start figuring out the portal, which begins January 2nd. That window does. So he's got to keep players from leaving and more importantly, find players, particularly a quarterback. And also after recruiting is, you know, hiring his staff and everything. So he'll probably meet the team at some point today or this week. But as far as you know, being involved in coaching an insignificant bowl, he's not going to be there. Frank Wilson's going to be handling that.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking when a new, you know, I don't know if you've been through it, Glenn, or not, but when companies come in, sometimes they send in the new GM, and sometimes the new GM is concerned with meeting people. Sometimes they're not, because they know the people aren't going to be there anyway. So it's just a perfunctory, yeah, how you doing? Hi, nice to see you. Okay, good. I'm going to keep moving here. Tell me about about Lane Kiffin and a transfer portal. Did he call himself the king of the portal?
Well, he didn't call himself that, but other people have, because he's had either the number one portal class or close to it quite a few times. And really, Ole Miss, much better than LSU and Florida and some of those programs who used to lean on their stadium and their tradition for recruiting. Ole Miss really embraced the portal right off back in 2021. LSU really didn't get into the portal until last year. And they're just now finally getting into it, and they've promised $20 to $25 million a year to Kiffin for getting players from the portal. So, but Lane was one of the first to really be good at it, and but he doesn't need to do that as much anymore because of LSU's high school recruiting base is one of the best there is.
How quickly can he turn this around, you think, Glenn?
I think he might be in the national championship. Are in the playoff picture in 27 and becoming a contender in 28. I think they'll probably be better next year, but I don't think they'll be a playoff team this coming season. It's going to take them a while. LSU's roster is not that good. I mean, most of their good players are leaving after this year.
Need an offensive line, too. Thank you, sir. Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. We'll talk to Tiger Bridges about what's going on with the legislature and the Louisiana House Republican Caucus chair. Some inside baseball, but we'll talk about it when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.